Thank you for holding. Is this Max?
It is.
Hey, Max. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. Tara asked me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and some details. How you doing today?
Sure. Is she still on the line?
No. She transferred you over to me. She wanted me to apply pricing, said that you were looking for it, but it's a newer business, so you're actually eligible for a new in business credit. Google tries to incentivize newer companies when we have a position available. It's a lot easier to get a new guy going, starting from scratch, than it is to find a guy with a bad reputation and start and fix him.
Gotcha.
It's hard to
understand. Yeah, I used to have a company where I was, you know, when people Googled Windows, you know, I'm in the window business, the Windows in my area, you know, the town or whatever, I did come up on the map, and that was very productive for my business over time. You know, I was on the map for like 20 years, but I sold that company and now he's on the map. So
for Highland Park as well?
No, actually I don't, you know, to be honest, I don't know if he's on the map. So, he may have
ads. So we have, these are the companies that are doing our paper lead. So it's Apex Window Works, BAK Brothers, Back Brothers Inc. And Countryside Roofing, Siding, and Windows. They're doing our pay-per-view program. And then we have the local guys next to the map. It's Buzz, Window Installation and Replacements.
In Highland Park?
Yeah, this is Highland Park, Illinois.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. And then we have Apex Window Works and W&E, Window Replacement and Installation.
Okay, so you're saying when I Google window companies in Highland Park, those are the people that come up on the map. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the Google map. That has nothing to do with...
Go ahead.
Yeah, so that's the Google map. That has nothing to do with your company. It's just that's the Google map. So if I Google...
No, it has everything to do with our company. The responsibilities of the placements are delegated to the Google partners, and that's what we are. We're a premier Google partner.
Okay.
We host it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you could put me on that map is what you're saying.
Correct. Yeah, that's why we're reaching out to you, because we have availability.
Well, I appreciate it. Can you look at Northbrook? Can you look at Window Companies Northbrook?
Mm-hmm. Give me one moment.
Thank you.
Okay. Seeing a lot of Apex still. Those guys are around.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even really do replacement windows, I don't think. I think they're more of a insulated glass replacement company. But anyway, or they used to be.
There's
maybe
Opal,
branch.
You see Back Brothers again and Renewal by Anderson again, but the two different ones here are McCann and Windows US.
Okay. So there's no all-star products there, huh? There's no all-star products?
No. Mm-mm.
If you look down in the listings, does All-Star come up? Because that's my old company.
I mean, it's possible that they lost it during the transfer. That happens sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, if there's a lapse in billing,
right,
and then they call them up to renew the billing or something, and they
sure.
Oh, they actually are in the 4 spot for Northbrook. I had to hit more businesses. All-Star products here,
but they weren't on the map.
They weren't in the top recommended on the first page, but if you hit more businesses and scroll down 4 spots, they are there.
Right.
Yeah, so they have like an organic placement, it looks like, that was established over time.
Yeah, exactly. So this would not be an organic, because that takes time, right? This is a way of getting me on there in a different method, or?
We like to work on both. You know, you get the immediate results from the sponsored placement, but then obviously that'll help bring your organic placement up too, because it's going to
Right. See, that's what I was talking about. I was talking about the organic placement on the map.
Mm-hmm.
The sponsored placements are not actually listed on the map, are they?
They're above it. It shows up above it. So there's a
They're above
of guys
it, but they're not
above the map, guys.
Right. So my thinking is correct, that I was thinking about an organic placement, but that's not available instantaneously or whatever. You have to eventually work your way into that position.
Well, none of them are necessarily instantaneous in the sense of like we flip a switch and you're up there tomorrow. There is a Google verification form that you have to fill out, and you have to have the profile verified in order to even exist as a business on Google. So everybody has to go through that.
Right.
I'm sure you went through that with Allstar back in the day.
Yeah, and I've already done that with – I should be on Google. I am on Google with Vinyl Window Max.
Perfect. Okay, yeah. Then if you already have that, then it should be a lot quicker. But Google tells us to play it safe, kind of under-promise the business owner, over-deliver. So we're supposed to say you could see results in the first month, but month two is usually most profitable compared to month one, because you don't have to go through all the setup period and the verifying who you are and things like that to get it up and running. So the things that you may have might actually accelerate that timetable, but they want us to stick to that under-promise, over-deliver. You know, can't see results in month one. Month two is typically where you're going to see the results, and then obviously the longer you're up there.
You know what? I recall I did do the sponsored initially. I think I did the sponsored, but eventually I became organic.
Yeah, that's a great way to get it going fast. If guys are like, hey, I want to start getting leads like soon, then we tell them, okay, bundle them, have the sponsored and the local. And then if it's overwhelming and you've already kind of established yourself, you got, you know, reviews building up, you can go ahead and stop the sponsored ones and just rely on the local listing, right?
That's what I did. Yeah.
There's not a huge turnaround time. You know, we could get those sponsored ads up and running really fast.
Right. So you don't guarantee anything. You don't provide leads. You're basically just putting me on the location, right?
For the organic placements, we do not. For the organic ones, we don't guarantee you anything. Those ones are just, you know, flat rate, $299 month to month for those.
You're saying that's the organic?
That's the organic, yes.
I thought that would be the sponsored.
No, the
sponsored ones. I didn't
think
I was able to get on the organic, you know, because it takes time and, you know, you haven't worked your way up, or of course I'm not understanding.
Yeah, it used to be like that. You know, I think you're thinking of the ones underneath the Google Places placements. So the way it's described, I don't know if you're near a computer, but you have the sponsored guys, then the map that pops up.
Yeah, let me,
call
you know what,
Google.
Hang on a second. Let me put you on speaker and let me look on my phone, okay? I'm not near a computer, but I'll do that. Hang on.
That's perfect, Matt. Yeah.
Okay, I just went and looked at Windows Northbrook.
Okay.
And what comes up for me is Apex, Nextdoor, and Window.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the map, okay, the first person underneath the map is Back Brothers, and then New Concepts, and then McCann Windows.
Right, so that's where you'd be at the $299 month to month, okay? Above that is pay per lead or pay per click, depending on which route you want to go with the sponsored section. And then we consider everything under these sections as the organic placements. You see how it's just kind of like a website, not really like the actual condensed Google business profile with the call button and everything. It's just like a website. You'll see like McCann and Yelp and those are organic listings. Yeah.
Right. So that's not
there's a huge difference.
Yeah.
No, you'd be up here where Back Brothers is. That's what we were calling about. Where that one's $299 month to month. But if you also wanted to run the ads.
What about New Concepts? Is that also sponsored?
If it says sponsored next to it, then yes.
No, it just doesn't say sponsored next to it. Neither does back. It just says sponsored results above it.
Yeah, yeah. If it's sponsored results, like the you're talking about the very first guys that show, like where Apex
yeah.
is at the top.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those ones
Apex
are.
Apex is not sponsored.
Okay. That's interesting. Usually it's like the sponsored guys. I know Apex is doing it in this area. Same thing with Renewal by Anderson. They go all the way over to like Chicago, everywhere.
Well, just telling you what I'm seeing. So the
I got you. I got you. It could vary. It can vary.
Oh, wait. Wait. No, apologize. I wasn't looking up high enough. Yeah, the first thing sponsored is Apex, then Nextdoor. Then underneath that, it says show more. But then underneath that, it says sponsored results again. Actually, it says results this time and not sponsored window installation. But under that, there's Back Brothers, New Concepts. And then it says hide sponsored results. And underneath that, you have the map with the organic.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so the sponsored guys are doing something different.
What's that?
Yeah, so if you want to just be next to the map there, like Back Brothers that you're seeing on there in that location, that one's just $2.99 month to month.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. And then what about ones above that? That starts with Apex.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. I mean, those guys, they're seeing the highest volume, obviously, because they show up very the tip top, but they're doing pay per lead, right? So they incur anywhere from $43 to $64 per lead that's generated for them. And the lead is pre-screened based on what they're looking for. And then it's handed off to them live with the customer on the line to set an appointment. And then if you set the appointment or agree to go out and give them a quote, then they would actually charge you the lead fee.
So it's given to more than one company?
We try to accommodate the homeowner or business owner the most, because they're going for those guys because they know those guys have passed the background check. They have all the insurance, and even Google is providing them with some extra insurance if they go with that contractor. So we try to accommodate them. If we call one business owner and he doesn't answer or he's not able to help them, we keep them on the line, and then we'll find someone in that Google Guarantee program that can help them. So we'll try another contractor until we accommodate them on their project.
So you have two different programs?
Yes, on the first page of Google, right? So there's different ones. It could be the sponsored ones where you're doing pay-per-lead, or you can have these organic ones where people are able to just kind of call you directly and you guys take it from there. We don't get involved with those calls at all.
Where on the Northbrook part, the organic ones are where Back Brothers are?
Back Brothers is in the Google Places section. I don't know why I keep calling it organic, because the organic is further down. So there's organic, there's Google Places. That's where you're seeing Back Brothers. And then Apex at the top is sponsored. So those guys are doing the pay-per-lead program.
So you're trying to sell the sponsored?
The Google Places placement at $2.99 month to month is what triggered our contacts to you.
Okay.
So those are the ones next to the map there. If you want to do that, like I said, it's just month to month. You don't have to commit to anything long term. But if you want quicker results, I would recommend doing the Google Guarantee campaign or the sponsored section that you're seeing there. Those guys are doing pay per lead, and that gets you up and running very quickly because you're willing to pay the lead fee for the leads that are being generated by Google and Google's AI systems.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably what I would want to do.
You'd want to do the pay-per-lead program?
Do some people do both? I mean, I see
We have a package. It's called our Ideal Package. It's actually the most effective marketing that you can do. You'll actually see companies that have that, where they have local and they have, like, Apex Window Works. When you look up window companies in Northbrook, they have a local listing and they're doing pay-per-lead, right? So that package, though, the price starts to differ quite a bit, right? Because there's a one-time background check that you have to pass. Yeah, yeah, exactly. So if you want that package, Max, it's $2.99 is your month-to-month, right? For the sponsored section, it's a one-time background check fee of $250. So if you were to launch them both today, you'd be looking at about $549 as the initial investment, right? Each month on the second of the month, it's going to charge you $299 for the guys next to the map, the Google Play displacement. And then you have your lead fees, right? So your lead fees would be anywhere from $43 to $64 per lead on top of that. So it can get hefty. You know, there's times where you're upwards of $1,000 a month with the both those listings up there.
Gotcha. Okay. So tell me about the lead that is generated. It is given to
custom generated. Right. Well, it has to fit your specifications, right? So we would interview you. You tell us, hey, I want specifically window repair or window installation, what your focus is and what kind of leads you're willing to accept, right? If we come across a prospect that's ideal for you, we'll try to connect you with them live. If you don't answer that call, then it'll either go into a queue. If they're adamant about working with you, it'll go into a queue where you can call them back later. If they're adamant about just, hey, give me the next available guy that's in this program that we know is a trusted contractor through Google, then we would keep them on the line. We'll help them find somebody. So if it's one of those ones where you don't ever come in contact with them, you don't have to worry about getting charged a lead fee for it the way it's set up. We're just trying to accommodate them. So to say it doesn't go to other people, it will if you're not responsive to them and they're adamant about getting help right away.
But then you wouldn't pay for the lead. So if I never have contact with the customer, I would not pay for the lead?
Exactly.
So let's say I'm playing golf and you try and get the customer, or you try to get a hold of me. I don't answer the phone. So what happens? It goes to someone else and I don't get charged for it.
Unless they still want to hear from you, Max. If they're saying, hey, I'd rather go, that Vinyl Window Max company sounded pretty good.
Yeah.
You guys pitched him to
yeah.
me. Okay, he wasn't available. Right. Can you tell him to call me back when he's available? Then we also have an app and a queue where their number would go into it and we'd send you a notification to call these people back. Okay. Now, if you do call them back and you're able to connect with them, they would charge you a lead fee for those. But ones that you never connect with, you don't get charged for.
Okay, so let's say they want me to call them back. You give me the information. I call them back, and they never answer, or they never contact me.
Go unresponsive, unqualified, right? So there's a section where we disposition it as unresponsive, unqualified, and then you wouldn't get charged for those.
Okay. No, it's
that's why they used to call it Google Guarantee, because it prevents you from paying lead fees for things that aren't actually moving the business forward like you would in some other programs like Home Advisor or Angie's List.
Exactly. I'm involved with Angie's List right now, and it's very frustrating. Actually, it's called Angie. And it's actually
if you could do anything with that, you'll love this, Max. It was actually designed because Google thought that Home Advisor by Angie's was going to end up getting shut down by the Federal Trade Commission. And Google actually started screening people asking, like, why did you sign up with that instead of just doing Google ads? And that's when they found out, like, business owners wanted the tangible lead, not just getting clicks or calls organically. They wanted the actual lead to follow up on.
Right.
And so Google developed this product over the past year and a half because of that.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm very interested.
Okay. Well, if you want to get it going, I can launch both campaigns. It'd be $549 today if you wanted to do that. But you have to pass the background check. So there is a form that you need to fill out, and they'll ask you. You have to have the minimum. So you have to have at least $100,000 in general liability insurance. There's no license requirement for windows, so you're good there.
Right.
And then there's no felonies in the last 7 years. So as long as those apply to you, I know you'll pass that background check with no hiccups.
Well, I work out of my home.
Okay. That's fine.
Is that a problem?
Not at all, especially if you're doing Google Guarantee, because there's going to be a video call or an actual call with a representative that'll verify the information with you personally, instead of just like relying 100% on that form.
Right. Okay. So my question is, do I need both? I mean, I like the lead part of it better than the placement part.
It's more of a speed thing. If you're saying, do you need both of them from that perspective? I got you. You're talking about dropping off the organic and just focusing on the pay-per-lead.
Correct.
Let me find your profile. I might be able to do that. Give me 1 second. Let me locate your Google business profile and see where it stands with Google.
Okay, great.
And then I might be able to just get you into that by itself, but I got to do this. And it's Highland Park 60035, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right, I got it. So, let me see what they would request. Looks like we'll need 2 more reviews. You're right there. It's got 3.
It's good. No, I should have 4.
Okay. No, it's just showing 3 as of right now. Maybe it's just waiting for 1 to get verified. It might come through if you think there's 1 coming through or somebody submitted 1 already. Okay. Park. The supplier. Website's good. Okay. All right. You're like 1 away, and the background check's going to take about 2 to 3 weeks to get you through. But when you do it this way with just Google Guaranteed, it'll only cost you $250 to launch the campaign today, or to do the background check. It won't launch. I'm sorry. I don't want to mislead you there. That'll get you the application and background check. But when you do it this way without the organic listings, they want you to prepay and have a set aside budget for your leads. So they want a activation budget of $832. And what that number is it's the 64 on the cost per lead, like the high number, times 13. So that 832 is going to guarantee you at least 13 leads. Could be more, but it's at least 13.
And those are 13 leads that have to be communicated with.
Exactly. Those are the ones handed off to you. So those are the Google verified leads there. So they'll guarantee you 13 of those.
Contact them, or they don't contact me.
Exactly. And we have an app and a tracking system too that'll have a balance in there and a full breakdown of every single lead, so it's all documented.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so show up on this as soon as I get approved or whatever.
Exactly. Yep. They'll go ahead and launch it. But what'll happen is once you get approved, so it's $250 today. You go through the background check. Once you pass the background check, they're going to ask for an activation budget. Going to be $832.
Yeah.
Once you pay that $832, you'll be able to see yourself up there. So we're going to interview you though and sit down. Like, I'll do the activation or the application and the transaction, send you the application. I'll set an appointment. We'll sit down with you and you got to tell us what leads are acceptable, right? And then as we're going through the background check and customizing everything, once the background check clears, you pay the $832, we go ahead and launch it and start harvesting those qualified leads. Make sense?
Got it. So I will appear where Apex right now
at the very top.
Door.
Yep, exactly.
So do I ever fall off of that? Does that rotate around or will I be there?
No, it's up there. The only time it would rotate is if you told us like, hey, I'm booked for the next like month on the leads that I just got, or the next 2 months.
Yeah.
And then they'll go, okay, well, let's have somebody up there that's ready to start receiving the leads right now. But once you pay the activation budget and you're ready to receive leads, you'll always be up there.
Okay. So what time is this done during business hours, or can the lead, you know, from Angie, the leads come at 4 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock, 2 o'clock
No. Yeah. See, that's why I told you this was designed to avoid that. So you have set business hours and then you'll only get the leads within your set business hours.
Perfect. Okay. I'm in.
Okay. So let me go ahead and create the profile. I just got to verify some basic information with you. Vinyl Max, or for Vinyl Window Max, it's all one word, right? There's no spaces in there?
Correct.
Okay. I noticed on your Google business profile, it says Vinyl Window Max Inc., and there it is kind of spaced out. Do you just want to leave it that way, or do you want to modify it?
This, I think this is probably important, right, how it is?
Yeah, you want to make sure it's consistent across the board and everything matches up.
See, that's the problem. You know, my website and my, email address is all one word. So it gets kind of...
Well, that's where you have the benefit, Max, of if you were doing our local listing. Like, why don't you do the local listing with us for a couple of months? That way we can make sure, that there's no discrepancies and everything's set up properly. And if you want to drop that local listing after a couple of months, you could do that and just focus on the lead section of it. But we can't touch this profile and do those things unless you're actually a local client. That means that we're going to have to coordinate either with you or whoever's hosting it consistently to make sure everything's matching up, or to go into the website and make the changes. Where if you have a local listing, we could do that. We can just gain access to it and do it on our own.
That's $300 a month, right?
Right. But it's also, you got to think long term too. Let's say you do it for like 3 months. That 3 months is going to make sure that you have no problems with your advertising moving forward for the next however many years that you're going to be doing Google advertising.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, is this all?
Or I could do it. I could do it at $199. If since you're doing the Google guarantee, that'll save you some money.
It definitely would save me some money. A third.
Yeah. That'll save you another $100 a month right there.
Okay. I mean, I can turn it off whenever I want, right?
Yeah, I would say, like, because we're launching this is all new and your business is still pretty new, I'd say commit to it for about 3 months on the local side, that $199 for about 3 months. So that's like $597 commitment there over 3 months. And then the Google guaranteed application, it's just a one-time payment of $250. And then they'll ask you for that activation budget of $832. Once you get through that period, then it's all month to month. It's just by ear. We just want you to get past that, like, 3 month portion and the activation budget, so that way you can evaluate it for ROI. And I think once you see the ROI and crunch the numbers, then it'll pay for itself. It'll be a no-brainer for you.
Yeah.
You'll be on the other side of like 14 leads at that point, or 13.
What about the activation fee? Can we waive that possibly?
The activation fee?
Yeah, you said the $250.
Oh, that's the application and background check. So that actually goes to the background check company. It's a one-time thing you have to do. It's done through Google and another company called Evident. So that's actually like a paid background check that you have to do for Google Verified or Google Guarantee.
Okay. So now
that doesn't come through our company.
Right now, when I look on Google, I think I have four. You know what? Maybe it's just on Angie where I have four reviews.
Yeah, this one's definitely you because it has your number, the 847-610-0780.
And it's only got three reviews?
Yeah, it just says three. And it has you listed as a window supplier as well. So there are some discrepancies in there we want to fix and make clear to the customer. Maybe there's no confusion.
Yeah, I'm not a window supplier. I don't even consider myself a window dealer. I'm more like a consultant. That helps people buy windows.
Right.
I don't have a showroom. I don't have a warehouse. This is all the stuff I used to have. I had a...
Yeah, you go to them, figure out what they need.
Some building, cars, trucks, men, women. And I don't have that anymore. And I can save people a fortune on their windows.
Okay.
Because the overhead, it's all overhead, you know?
You're selling me.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to buy, I can get you any window they can get for like half the price. The beauty of it
is, even this is like we're connecting you with people who are already looking for somebody to help them with their windows, you know? So if you just give them what you just gave me right there, I think you'll do great and just nail them down pretty quickly.
Yeah.
They already jumped online and started looking for help.
Exactly. So, okay. So let's proceed.
Okay. So just to be clear, because I knocked the month to month down to $199, it changed your initial investment today from $549 to $449.
Right. Okay.
Okay. And then you'll have the 19. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
So I was going to say is that I've got to pay the $800 fee.
Not today. Not today. So today it's just the $250 background check and application and $199 for your local listing. That's where that $449 number comes from.
So I pay the $199 each month?
Correct. Yeah, it's going to go through each month on the second.
Okay.
Okay. And then your activation budget will be once you pass the background check, you'll never have to pay the $250 again. So all you'll have reoccurring is $199, and then your budget is $832. Will guarantee you 13 leads at least. Now, the way the leads work is, like, if you pay the $832, right, and then let's say during the month you only use 4 leads because you landed jobs, right, and it just kept you busy for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Just as an example, the leads will roll over. So you're not going to be expected to pay $832 every month just once you've exhausted those 13 leads. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, no,
yeah.
I got it. So now can you turn the leads off? Can I do that myself?
Yeah. Yeah. You can pause it at your own leisure. You can either call in or there's an app where you can pause them and say, hey, I'm busy right now. I can't accept leads, and it'll pause it.
Okay. Great. Yeah, it's kind of the same way with Angie.
Yeah, except for you don't get charged for the leads that go to like 3 or 4 other guys. And if you don't get them or didn't answer the phone, you know, they kind of thread through all that headache. And then we also don't hold you hostage. You know, if you leave us, we don't go delete your profile and have everything disappear that you've been building over the years. You know, still be able to pull you up and see it all. So it's a lot better to invest your time into this than to that, because then they'll just delete it hold it hostage.
That's a really good question. So obviously, if I stop the program, I know I go off the sponsored, but
You still are. They can look you up and see everything. It'll still be there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. That goes a long way.
All right. Okay.
All right, Max. Let's knock it out. So I have it as Vinyl Window Max, all one word. Okay. We'll make that adjustment since we're doing your local listing as well. Is Max short for anything?
No.
No. Not Maximus Decimus Meridius. All right, what's your last name?
No, I've never heard that one. I've heard a lot.
That's from, what is that, The Gladiator.
Yeah,
The Gladiator is Maximus Decimus Meridius. What's your last name, Max?
Jacobson, Jacobsen.
Okay, and then what's your business email address? I'm going to send you a receipt and everything in writing, too. That way you have it documented, and then you can write it off as well.
VinylWindowMax@gmail.com.
VinylWindowMax@gmail.com. Okay, and the current line that you're on, and that's what they have on your profile, that's the best number for us and your customers to reach you?
Correct.
Okay. For the Google verified leads, they're going to provide you with a tracking number. Okay. So on your sponsored campaign, if they do look for the number, it's going to show a different number. It is set up to be pre-screened, and then they'll call you with the customer on the line. But we want you to save that tracking number as your business name. So that way, you know, when the calls are coming in, you're able to easily separate them from like a personal call. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So they'll go over that during the client interview. You don't have to stress about that right now. I just want to create the profile and then get you the application, let you focus on that until the interview. What's your business street address that you had verified with Google?
1460 Concord Circle,
Highland Park, Illinois. 00035?
Yes.
Sorry. Didn't mean to cut you off there. I was trying to make sure we had the same one. Okay, save. And then website, you're comfortable with your website and how it's displayed?
No, that's being worked on right now.
Okay. But as it sits, you're okay with that website URL and domain being attached to your Google listings?
Yes.
Okay. All right, go ahead and save.
Well, it's being hosted by GoDaddy right now.
I see it's that
gonna,
at the top.
It's going to go away from GoDaddy. Will that need to be changed?
No, so if I attach this domain name, thevinylwindowmax.com, as long as there's no change there, when they click on it, it'll take them to whatever content you have there. So if you change the host to Wix, it'll just be whatever Wix does will automatically appear there once they click on it.
As long as they use vinylwindowmax.com.
Correct. And I don't know what you're being charged or if you're being overcharged, but any like local SEO, now that we're doing that $199 campaign with you, you really wouldn't need that. And same thing with your website. We could provide hosting to the site. We would just get access to the domain and we can actually rebuild your site too, get you a custom design. That would be no extra cost to you.
So you build the site?
Yeah, we could build and host the website as long as we have access to your domain. So you wouldn't have to pay for hosting or graphic design or content creation, and you wouldn't need SEO. That's what your $199 that you're paying each month would cover anyway.
Gotcha. Okay, because I just signed up with a guy to do those things.
What is he charging you?
He's charging me for everything, like $2,000.
Jesus. Are you beyond being able to get that back, Max?
I don't know. I can try.
Okay.
I can try.
Well, look, you're set up with us. If you can get that back, get it back. Okay. It'll save you money. And then you let us know. Hopefully they don't try to hold the domain name hostage. I'm not sure. I would have to see the invoice to really know what that $2,000 is for.
I have the domain name through myself with GoDaddy.
Okay. Then, that sounds exceedingly unnecessary. Charges there. Yeah. So I would try to get that back because that would cover this as well as the guaranteed leads for a couple of months, you know?
Sure.
Yeah. And then you have ROI to show for it instead of just a website, you know? That's wild. Yeah. So try to get that back. Let us know. I'll set up the client interview, and then I'll also send you my direct number and extension. If you do cancel them and get your money back, we could just go into the website and build it from there and host it from there. Okay? But we just want to make sure there's not another another person in there when we get into it.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I'm texting you over my direct number and extension now. Wow. That makes me really happy that we found you. Local, like people in your area, and then splash, like water.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I just sent that to you. And then also, too, just so you can verify that you're doing the right thing with us, I sent another text over, and it's just a basic Google search, like, is local splash a Google partner? Right? And then Google will tell you themselves, like, yes, this is an official Google partner specializing in digital marketing. That way you know you're not I don't think the company that you signed up with is a Google partner because we don't hit people with those kind of prices. Unless you're doing like really extensive ads. Like if you were saying, hey, I want to run an ad throughout the whole state of Illinois where it's like pay-per-lead or pay-per-click, then you could start to see those kind of numbers. But for what you have with them right now, that's excessive.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think he's worked on the website. So I can stop him from the SEO for sure.
Yeah.
But
I don't know what the agreement was there, but just moving forward to save yourself that, let's hopefully not have you spending, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars on those kind of things.
I'm going to call him with you. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and you could let him know. I actually am with a Google partner. Like, we're right across the street from Google here in Southern California, so it's like I gave it to them directly. Instead of going through a third party that's trying to host it. You know, it's almost like you with the windows. Like sometimes people will go, hey, I can, I have a guy I can maybe get with and help you get all this stuff hashed out, but they're middlemaning it. And so maybe that's where you're getting that influx is because he's pocketing it, money for you when you can do it directly. Yeah. So, all right. And then, profiles created. What do you think would be the best time for us to interview you?
I don't know. I mean, when are you talking? What, like today, tomorrow? What?
Yeah. So there's kind of like a change in power here. Once you activate an account with us, we work for you. So you tell us what works best for you, and then we'll create the appointment and we'll make sure we call you accordingly and knock it out.
How long does the appointment take, and do I need to have anything done before the appointment?
No, it's mostly all over the phone, general knowledge, information about your business, what you consider a qualified lead, what's your ideal prospect, what areas are you willing to go to. If you want us to build the website, okay. They'll ask you how you want it to look, things like that. But it's general information.
Okay. Yeah, perfect.
Usually it takes about 30 to 45 minutes. They do ask for an hour in case the call goes over or you have any extra questions.
So what time zone are you in? You're in California, so you're
that,
West
yeah,
Coast.
Yeah, we're Pacific Standard
Time. You're 2 hours away, so it's right now there. It's, 9 o'clock?
It is 9:04.
9:04, okay, yeah. I could do it this afternoon. I mean, you know, if we want to do it today, what is tomorrow's Tuesday, or tomorrow, whatever. You know, whatever we want to do. I mean, could they do it this afternoon?
Let me actually check, because you're going to be doing Google Guaranteed as well. So let me just double check.
Yeah, okay.
I think they're going to want to at least have it done tomorrow and have you focus on filling out the application today. That way we have everything needed already during that interview.
Okay, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Most likely it'll be tomorrow.
Gotcha.
Okay. So tomorrow, shoot. Okay. It looks like tomorrow they actually only have 3 o'clock for an ideal package, which you have, which is both Google verified and a local listing.
Okay.
To be able to do them both one call, it takes a special agent. Do you think that'll work tomorrow at 3?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation
to
the appointment.
This is not a physical call. This is just a telephone call, correct?
Yeah. This will just be over the phone, Max.
Okay. Yeah. I had a problem with the guy from Angie. He set a call, but it was a Zoom call. So, I'm sitting by my phone. And, you know, I'm sitting by my phone going, what's going on? I'm trying to contact him, which is a nightmare. I didn't have his number, because he was a new guy that was going to be working with me. And we didn't even hook up. And I kept calling saying, what's going on? What's going on? And finally, he got back to me like an hour later saying, where are you? And I'm like, I'm not with my computer right now. I didn't know this was going to be like a Zoom call, you know?
Yeah,
it was just a total lack of communication from the beginning.
I don't like those things. I don't like those things. I have some friends, and it's ironically, it's the same group of friends. Like my friends that are really well off, they don't text message. They'll just video call me out of the blue. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
You just want me to FaceTime?
You mean video call with FaceTime? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, like out of the blue. It drives me nuts.
I don't mind FaceTime, but it's on the telephone. It's not on the computer. I don't walk around. I'm all day long with my phone, not with my laptop.
Yeah.
You know? So this guy
So they wanted you to be sitting down on a computer.
I was supposed to hit the link, to get into the call. And I'm like, no, man, I thought we were just going to talk on the phone, you know?
Yeah.
And,
phone, Max. I just sent you a calendar invite to the appointment. And then it's also set up to text you 1 hour before. So you'll get a text message notification at about 2 o'clock.
Perfect.
Just as a reminder.
2 o'clock. Now, this is 2 o'clock my time.
Yeah, it's going to be 2. So I have it scheduled as 1 o'clock on our calendar. That means it's going to be 3 o'clock for you.
3 o'clock my time. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and they'll notify you at 2 o'clock, your time.
My time.
Yeah,
yes,
at
perfect.
12 o'clock here. Okay. I know it's confusing, but I got it. I've been doing it all over the country for the last 13
years. Oh, great.
I got it. I just tell you in your time zone so that way it doesn't get confusing.
Perfect.
So call will be at 3, reminder will be at 2.
So now when do I get the, are you going to do the application or do you send me something or what?
Correct. I'm modifying your billing right now. So the initial investment is going to be $449. And then once I process the transaction, the computer is going to automatically generate the invoice receipt and the application to you. So while I have you on the phone, it'll come through.
Okay, great.
All right. So how did you want to secure the payment? Yeah.
It's going to be with something I don't have in my possession right now, a credit card.
Okay. Yeah, we would need that in order to get it going.
My wallet. Hang on.
Okay. Take your time. I'm literally.
So you are in California?
That's right. Unfortunately, but fortunately. Orange County. We're based out of Newport Beach.
Nice. So the Google complex or the main headquarters is near you?
Main headquarters. Yeah, Google Building 1. It's right off Jamboree. So it's literally right on the city lines of Irvine and Newport Beach. It's off Jamboree Road.
Oh, my. How's the weather?
It's beautiful. You'd mentioned golf. I was laughing because I actually have a tee time booked at 4:30 this afternoon. But it's only going to be 9. But we have a golf course right across the road from us here called Oak Creek.
Is it nice?
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. I can't tell you what kind of golf adventures that I can. So last week I was on Oahu last week. I actually just got back from vacation. It was gorgeous. And I have a couple buddies that work out there or they live out there and they're also military. So they would basically book the tee times. I'd send over the money for all four of us because their tee times would be a fraction of the cost. It's like $280, $285, $300 a round out there. They get them for about $85, $90.
Oh my God.
So I go, look, you guys book it under your name. You go up to the shop, check us in, grab the carts, come get me, you know? And I was like, I'll pay for all of us, you know? And then they were like, okay.
Yeah.
So I had all my buddies out there. We played 6 rounds in 7 days. Literally started every day with a round of golf. We saw Obama at Capolet. He was playing right in front of us, and we had no clue. The Secret Service agent was yelling at us, "Put your phones down." And we're like, "Who the heck is this guy?" You know? And he goes, "Mr. President doesn't want any pictures." And Mr. President, and I'm like, "What the heck?" You know? We look up, and Obama's teeing off lefty. His left hand, he's left-handed.
Oh my God.
Bombing
this
down.
Is,
yeah,
this was, is at Capolet, you said?
Yeah, it's called Capolet. It's in Oahu. I guess he lives out there and he's from there. I didn't know that.
I
had no clue. So that's like, it was his local course and it was one of the ones that we had booked throughout the week. And he just so happened to be there.
I've been all over Oahu. So, and I don't know that golf course, but,
yeah, it's kind of it's on the west, so it's like it's not. We played Coalina too. You probably are more familiar with Coalina.
Yeah.
Yeah, right by the Disney Resort, but it's kind of on that side. It's in the same city called Capolet, but it's not. I mean, I guess Coalina is probably a little more mainstream. That's why you play as Capolet, but the quality of the courses are identical. It felt like we were in the same thing 2 days in a row when we went to Coalina.
So do you surf?
I do, but like longboard and very rarely. I'm originally a Huntington Beach native, so I grew up in Surf City, USA. Yeah, I'm not too huge of it.
I went to Oahu surfing.
Yeah, we were going to go.
Yeah.
Oh, God, the pipeline's going crazy right now. We actually went to North Shore and played Turtle Bay Golf Course out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then we got caught in some traffic on the way back there. So we stopped at the food trucks and then we're like, okay, let's go hit the beach right here. And the waves were 15, 20 feet. I'm going to the water over here.
The winter. It's the winter. Yeah.
Yeah. It's scary right now on that side of the island. You have nothing to do with the water.
Yeah. Plus, it does get crowded. During the winter, you know, because a lot of people surf, you know.
Yeah, I can't surf that.
I remember I was there 1 year and they were having the pipeline surf contest.
The Eddie. They didn't have it this year.
And I went, and I, we're driving by, you know, and it's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I stopped, and we spent the rest of the day there watching him surf. It was incredible.
Yeah, that's why when people say, do you surf? I go, well, Huntington Beach and then the North Shore is like, what kind of surfing are we talking about? I can get a longboard, but I don't want to call myself a surfer.
I know, me either. That year when I went out, when I went there, I used to be a pretty good surfer. I mean, I'm older now, but I used to be a pretty good surfer. And what I had forgotten, because I hadn't surfed in quite a while, but I'm like, you know, I can surf, so it's no big deal. And, you know, I've kept myself in shape, so I didn't think that was going to be an issue, you know, because, you know, you get older and it's like you can't even get out, you know.
Yeah.
The waves just pound you back. I've got buddies that are like, we can't surf because I said, you know, we got to get a jet ski to get you guys out. They literally could not get out, you know, to surf. So,
get past
but thing. Anyway, yeah. So I thought I was good, right? But you know how you get your ribs, you know, I don't have much body fat. So my rib got so sore the first day that, and I was there for a surf trip. There were like multiple days, and I couldn't surf after the first day because my ribs were so inflamed and sore. I couldn't even lay on my stomach because
but from golf. I was going, my back is not going to make it through these last 3 days.
Yeah. How old are you?
33. My back wouldn't. Yeah, my back
wouldn't. You should have no excuses, man.
So here's, I'm about an 8 handicap, but I've only been playing for 2 years. The thing is,
holy
I can just bomb the driver. I can bomb the driver like no other. And that's kind of my go-to club. I had a downhill one that we played at Coalina. It was downwind and downhill. The ball ended up, we tagged it. It was 375 yards.
You're kidding.
I probably hit it like 320 carry, though, and then it just rolled out another 55 yards, you know.
Oh my God! What driver do you use?
The Marshall. I use the Sim Max.
The Sim? Like I don't know the Sim.
It's TaylorMade. It's a TaylorMade Sim.
Oh, TaylorMade. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that a newer version or?
No, the 2 is the newer version. I have the a little bit older version from about 5-6 years ago.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I went and got my driver fitted, shafted, ripped, and everything. I had it fitted, and that probably helps a lot.
Yeah. TXG driver not too long ago that I just worked, you know.
Oh, you said TXG. I thought you said
TXG.
Ping. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No. My buddy's the ping fanatic. He plays pings, but he's got a 425. What's that?
Oh yeah. All my buddies love PXG because a good friend of mine, we went to school with him out here. And Costa Mesa, he's on the PGA Tour right now, Jake Knapp.
What?
What's
your relationship to him?
He's one of my high school friends. So he's a good friend of mine. We actually saw him. Yeah, because I was there after Sony as well. And we saw him at Sony, and then we hung out with him after Sony. And he's on a run right now. He's like finished.
He's totally on a run.
Yeah, and everything.
My buddy's been betting on him. I'm like, who's Jake Knapp? You know, what?
Yeah, no, he's amazing.
Dude,
he's amazing.
He's really good.
He was laughing at me. He's like, oh, you like golf now, huh? Because I used to give him crap in high school. I go, what do you mean you play golf? Because this guy could dunk a basketball, you know? And he's such a freak athlete. And we go, come on, play on the team, you know? And his dad cut him off after his freshman year. And was like, no more other sports. And he's like, I've been playing golf since I was 3, you know, so I have to keep golfing. My dad won't let me play. And, oh, that's an old man's game. You know, I used to give him crap about it, but we'd all still hang out together. And, you know, he was one of the boys. So, and then, he went to UCLA, back. We thought he wasn't going to golf anymore. He started working as a bouncer at one of the local bars. We were like, man, this guy took a dive. right? Yeah. He was working the tour, you know. We'd see him out, and he'd be asking us for money to cover him.
No,
when he got back from college. And then he goes, "Hey guys, I got my pro card. I'm gonna go up to Canada for a little bit." Goes up to Canada for about a year and a half. Comes back working the bar again. And goes, "Okay, I guess that didn't work out." And he goes, "I made it onto the tour. I'll be on TV next week." And I go, "What?"
Oh my God!
Yeah, while he was working security at the bar, so we're going, "What do you mean?"
Oh my God!
Week, you know. And literally,
that's
he was
unbelievable.
The crazy thing is, his first win and his only win so far was the second week, his second start on the PGA Tour. So he went from working the bar like 2 weeks ago to he's winning in Mexico at the Cognizant Classic,
making
millions of dollars.
Yeah.
I mean, and then he got the TXP sponsor.
There was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, he got sponsored by TXP.
Yeah, yeah, he wears the PXG hats when he plays, and he's PXG, and the Anaheim Ducks out here sponsor him as well.
Oh my God, what a great story.
Yeah, so we all talk about that all the time. They FaceTimed him when we were out in Hawaii, and we were like, "We want to see how you would play this course," because we played the hardest course in America. They call it the Royal Hawaiian in Kaneohe.
Yeah.
It's on the east side of Oahu.
Yeah.
It's just in the jungle. You miss the fairway and the ball's gone. You know, it's just so much overgrowth. And we were like, "We want to see how you do out here." He's like, "I'd kill it, no problem."
Well, no, you're probably telling him, you know, "Jake, I still outdrive your ass, man. You know, don't forget that."
I get pretty close. Yeah, he averages like a 340 drive. Mine's like a 315, 320 drive, you know. Yeah,
I gotta start watching him. I'll be honest, I haven't even watched the guy. I'm a golf addict, you know. I mean, I play golf three times a week, you know.
So you know what
that's
they
why
say
I asked you about
like
golf.
That.
If I'm on the golf course, can I turn the leaves off, you know?
Yeah. No, I was laughing about that. I'm like, absolutely. I get calls when I'm on the golf course, too. My clients call me, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm about to tee off. Give me 1 second."
Yeah, but these calls are actually customer calling, you said.
Yeah, but sometimes I'll get my clients, so it'll be like you calling me. Yeah,
I know, but you can call me back, but I want to be available when I get
money.
So when I got the leads on, correct me if I'm wrong, with this service, I need to be ready to talk to someone with my phone. I mean, I can't be on the golf course like, you know, "Hey, thanks for calling."
That's why I was mentioning the tracking number, Max, because initially some business owners are kind of like, "I just want my number." But I'm like, you don't understand how much that's going to help you if you're doing pay-per-lead, because we give you that tracking number. You save that number to your phone as lead or vinyl window, Max. So now when those calls come through, if you are on the course, you know, hey, this is money. This is a customer call, not a personal call or something else, you know?
Right.
And then you can
step guys,
away.
Go ahead. I'll catch you.
Yeah. I'll catch you on the next hole. I've done that myself like plenty of times.
Yeah.
It happened in Hawaii. I'm like, okay, let me just get my client. He wants to reactivate his campaign. So, you know, I jump on my phone, go in there, send a message to one of my reps, say, "Go ahead and go live with his campaign. He's, you know, wants to line up for a job and then go back to the next hole," you know? So, but yeah, Jake Knapp is like the modern day Fred Couples.
Yeah. I'm going to start watching him. I mean, now that I talked to you and my buddy was like, you know, I was asking him who he liked in this tournament or something. He said, you know, Jake. And I'm like, who the hell's Jake?
He's just an effortless 340 yard drive. They call him the tempo king, the king of tempo town.
Yeah. Then I did see him and I'm like, oh my God, this guy is so, cause I kind of stopped watching golf for a while. I mean, I love to play, but I'm just not that into it watching it. And,
this kid that people underestimate is that, cause I know him, so it's a little different, but.
Yeah.
Any guy in the lineup, you could take any guy in the top 50, and if you were to run him through like a combine for athleticism, Jake would be the number one guy across the board. He would outrun, outjump, outlift Scottie Scheffler is not even an athlete. This guy is an athlete, a freak athlete that plays golf.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
So he'll probably stay healthy because a lot of guys who aren't, you know, that athletic, it takes a toll on their body.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
no, he's a healthy guy. You look at him, he's just all chopped up, big old arms, too. They're like, look at this guy's biceps, you know? He lifts and runs and exercises very regularly like a young tiger.
Now, did you go to UCLA?
I did not. I did not.
Yeah,
I wanted to.
You weren't with him in college, right?
No, just knowing him before. Yeah, no. I was in high school, and then I went to Sac State in Sacramento.
Okay.
I did marketing there.
Now, did he go to your, you went to high school with him? How do you really
know?
Yeah.
Yeah, high school, even AAU, like football when we were young, too. He played baseball with us when he was little. So you
grew up with him. Are you guys the same? He's younger.
Yeah. He's a year and a half younger. He also has an older brother, Ryan, that's about 6 months older than me. So we knew him like that.
Okay.
Like he would always be around, but I was more Ryan's age, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
But Jake's kind of like the little brother that would beat the crap out of his older brother. And they were always together like glue. So it's funny to see because when he was little, if you look at pictures of him when he's small, we used to have this guy just tagging along with us everywhere. And he could hang, you know, like his athleticism was always there. So we're like not surprised that he turned into what he turned into, you know?
That's so cool. I like gambling, so I'm gonna have to look at
It's just so funny to see him now. So he's got the big flowy mullet and the mustache, you know. I'm like, man, you look like such a man because he was just so blonde. So white, so blonde, so pale. This little kid.
And then he turns into
this guy.
Is he married?
So that's the thing that happened with Jake last year. It was all over the news. He had like a supermodel girlfriend, McKenna White. And I'd met her like 3 times. But she passed away suddenly in August of this last year.
Oh, God.
This past August. Yeah.
Oh,
she'd had a heart arrhythmia, and she was studying to be a heart surgeon, too. And she had known about this heart arrhythmia that she had since she was, like, 5. So I didn't think anything of it. And she passed away suddenly in her sleep in August. It was his girlfriend, about to be his fiancé. They were about 2 months out from the proposal. He had it all planned and everything. So that was all over the news. And ironically, the caddy, he has a new caddy now, but the caddy that he was with was the brother of McKenna. And,
oh, God.
Yeah, so when she passed, he kind of went dark. He turned everything off for a couple of months. I hadn't seen him until, like, this past month at the Sony. But he had went dark, and he said, I've just went and locked in, golfed every day. But he got a new caddy, and I guess this caddy that he has been on the tour for, like, 20 years, worked with a bunch of other guys. And I think that's kind of what led to him being on this 6 consecutive top 10 streak he's on, because he switched caddies, kind of just separated himself from everybody, golfed every single day from that point moving forward. And then he's got this new guy with 20 years experience, and they're just taking over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man.
He's on a mean streak right now, but he's in a good place. Yeah. He's in a good place. I mean, I talked to him about it. I didn't want to bring it up.
He's probably not going to be having too hard a time, you know, attracting someone else.
Yeah, no, he's fine in that department. They call him Mr. 59, though, because he actually broke or shot 59 twice already. And
really?
Yeah.
In tournaments?
In tournaments, yeah, and only 14 players in PGA history have done it, and he's done it twice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was just one of those ones that got slept on, you know. We see these young guys like Akshay, and they get in their early 20s. Jake was still kind of grinding, but he had all the potential. I don't know what happened there. He was like a prodigy, and then there was just that gap where he didn't jump onto the tour right away. And
we
now
got
it's coming to light.
At our club, or he was at our club, Doug Gim. You know Doug Gim?
No. It sounds familiar.
Guy. Yeah, he's been he's won a lot of money, you know. He's
like a Korean guy, yeah.
He's a Korean guy, yeah.
He
he's local guy here. The only other real local celebrity we got is John Shire. You heard of him?
Yeah, of course.
coach of Duke.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been getting a lot into college lately. College. Golf.
Yeah, and then the other guy that you probably heard of is Jalen Brunson with high school, my father. Yeah, Nick.
Yeah, that
so,
guy's insane.
That's about it, though, for the local celebrities around here. So.
Oh, yeah, and Southern California, it was like, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, every high school had two or three of them, you know. It was.
Yeah. That's so cool. Well, let me give you my card number so we can get rolling.
Sorry about that. Okay, I'm ready for you.
You ready?
Yeah.
557-790-769986-07.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
11/28,
and then 3-digit code on the back.
096.
Okay. And then we have a security question on here. You can do your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet
name. Mabe. Yeah, mother's maiden name, Mabe, M-A-B-E.
M-A-B-E. Re-enter answer, M-A-B-E. Just match, save. All right, and then I'm just going to walk you through a voice verification recording. If I say anything during the recording that you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you. But I just want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any transaction here. All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded by Google for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Vinyl Window Max.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Max Jacobson, President.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Max, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. I texted you my direct number and extension. I'm going to send over the business line again. It's the same as my number. It's just without the extension. They want you to save that under our company name in your contacts.
Okay.
So local splash. Okay. That way you know the calls are coming from us and it's not some random number popping up there.
Okay.
Okay. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash or Google. You will be provided with a security question to verify the call is coming from us. In this situation, that would be your mother's maiden name of Mabe. So it says here, for example, several of our clients have received calls from Yelp. They basically offer advertising services for the Yelp directory. If you do receive these calls and are interested in trying it out, let us know so that we can offer you Yelp advertising at a discounted rate. Since they have a pre-existing relationship with Google, we can get it for pennies on the dollar. Same thing with Facebook. In hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional forms of online advertising during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So this is not saying that you have to cancel anything or that you can't do anything else. We just don't want any discrepancies or for you to pay for something we're already doing for you. So if you're not sure, just double check before you add any other online advertising.
Okay.
All right. And then let's see here. As a part of the verification process, it's essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. License is not required, but they may ask for proof of insurance, a full as part of the Google Verified background check and application. So there's a form you'll have to fill out. We kindly ask that you submit these documents within the first 7 days of signing up with us. So between now and next or the 9th. It says failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. And it says, do you agree to submit these items within the next 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about this verbiage. It's just I got to do it. It's like reading from a script verbatim.
Okay. No problem.
And it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is March 2nd, 2026. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $449 for what we call an ideal package, which includes your Google Local Bundle or Google Places Bundle, with your Google Verified or Google Guaranteed bundle. Okay. We do ask for a 3-month verbal commitment from you. The monthly payments will automatically renew each month on the second day, but moving forward, it'll just be $199. So to be clear, the reason you're getting charged $449 today is because there's a $250 background check and application fee plus your $199 local listing. Only the $199 will be reoccurring each month on the second. Okay. So you won't have any other charges outside of that. Now your lead fees are separate. Your lead fees will be separate in your Google Verified campaign. They'll ask you for that 832 activation budget. Once you pass the background check, that'll guarantee you a minimum of at least 13 leads for that budget. You'll have a full breakdown of how that budget is being exhausted through your app and tracking system. You may discontinue or cancel your agreement with us at any time by contacting client support. If you do cancel the account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for the next month of service, we do ask that you contact us before the next bill is due, so that way we can stop it from automatically charging you should you decide to cancel. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation fees?
Yes. Okay. But I just want to make clear that after the 3 months, I can
no cancellation fees.
I
right.
can cancel the
local.
You know, I'm only responsible for the first 3 months as far as the local is concerned.
Right. Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
But you may want to keep it, especially if you're deciding to have us do the website and the call tracking, the hosting for the site. That $199 will go towards that instead of you paying that guy $2,000, however often. Yeah.
So then I would need to continue the local
$199. Right. Okay. Yeah, because then your website, everything's going to be attached to that.
Okay.
So I try to set you up for a long-term marketing solution that should actually save you money but yield a lot better results because you'll have the local listing plus the paid ads.
Pay-per-view. Yeah.
Okay.
Got it.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and process your first transaction here of the $449. When this goes through, you're going to receive 3 text messages. One's going to be a username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. The other one's going to be the application for the background check for your Google Verified or Google Guaranteed program. And then the last one is going to be a full outline of the agreement in writing. So everything that we went over is going to be documented, outlined in black and white, and then they'll ask you to sign off on the bottom of that.
Okay, so signing off, what, on DocuSign or what?
Yeah, it's all digital, Max. So it's like you click on it, and then it'll have everything. Even the application and background check, it'll say, like, upload a picture of your insurance. So you just get the insurance document, you hit upload, it'll flip to your camera on your phone, snap a picture, it'll upload automatically to it, move on to the next one until you're done, and hit submit. It's pretty simple.
Gotcha.
And then if there's anything missing or they need it, the great thing about our service is you have us, you have Live Rep at Google, so they'll be able to update you in real time, like, hey, we need this, that, or the other. It's not like, hey, you pay for this, forget it, wonder what's going on. You actually have a team of people here that are making sure you're moving forward, because we're not getting paid unless you're getting these leads and getting paid, you know. So
It'll
be a different experience than Home Advisor, I can promise you that.
Great.
Yeah. And then I'll be bugging you from time to time, too, just checking in.
Yeah. Perfect.
Seeing how the golf game's going. You've had to wait the last couple months, huh? Because of the weather?
Yeah, I can't golf here now. I got a place in Florida though where I golf. Did you watch the Cognizant over the weekend?
I got little pieces of it. Jake didn't play this weekend, so I tend to try to watch when he's playing, but
why didn't he play the PGA National? I bet he'd tear that course up.
No, he won the Cognizant, was the first one he ever won. And then he messed
up
last year.
Last year? So we won,
no,
we won
it last year. That was 2 years ago. It was 2024. And then 2025 he went because he was the defending champ, but it didn't go well. And then for some reason this year, you know, he went 6 top tens in a row to start the season. And then he skipped that one. So I don't know. I didn't even ask him when he was going to play next.
So anyway, I said, yeah, he probably tear up the course. Yeah, he did because he won 2 years ago on that course, right?
Yeah, he shot 59 there at the Cognizant.
Because that's where they play every year.
Yeah.
And he shot 59 on that tournament?
Yeah, the Cognizant Classic. He shot a 59 there. It was on a Thursday.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It was his second start. He goes, man, I'm just trying to make it to the weekend. You know, his second start. The first round on a Thursday, he shoots 59. He's all over ESPN. Ends up holding out and winning the whole thing, you know? I was like, wow.
Oh my God. That's so cool.
Yeah, man. He's
well, great. My favorite I look forward to getting some leads from you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to kill it. You're actually in a great market right now, too. We're coming into peak season. So, you know, spring starts on the 20th, and that's typically where we start to see things kick up, and then it just gets better and better all through the summer. People knock it out.
Gotcha. So what's the next step? I got to fill out this application.
Yep, and then the phone call tomorrow. I got you locked in tomorrow at 3 o'clock. So the main thing
so
you want to focus
that,
on.
After that, the leads could start as soon as?
You pass the background check. It usually takes about 2 to 3 weeks to do that.
Yeah,
to get through the background check. I mean, if you fill it out and get it back to us, we could get you through it sooner. But that's an actual, like, background check done with Google and a third-party company. So they got to process that.
Okay.
In the meantime, we'll work on your local listing. I want you to resolve any issues that you're having with this current website provider and see if you can get that $2,000 refunded to you.
Yeah, I'm gonna talk to him. He's a real nice guy. I'm gonna talk to him.
I'm sure.
He should be.
He better be nice.
He should be really well.
Watch your wallet when you're around that guy.
Well, I was thinking that for the CEO SEO he's doing, which I don't know anything about, obviously, and that's how you get, you know, hooked into these deals. And the website, I thought, you know, that didn't sound like an unreasonable amount, but maybe, you know, by you knowing what you know, it's like Windows. It, like, if you called me up and said, hey, Anderson Renewal gave me a quote for $108,000, is that a good deal? I'd say, well, not really, because I could probably do it for maybe $25,000 or $30,000 with a better window. And you'd be going, what? You're going, oh, I thought I was getting a good deal. You know, well, they told you were getting a good deal. That's why the salesman's making 20%. You know, he's making $40,000 on your $100,000 window project.
No, so you're getting it wholesale through the Google partners, you know? That's why I wanted to show you that, too, is because Google will tell you themselves, like, hey, if you want to do this, go to the Google partners.
And you said it's the same way with Facebook and Yelp and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, I'm
– right, because they have pre-existing relationships with Google. You know, Facebook is a social media site, and same thing with even Home Advisor by Angie's, they're a directory. So they actually put themselves on Google to get the leads that they sell to you on Home Advisor by Angie's. So if we put you on Google independently, right? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're putting you up there by yourself with this. People could call you directly, and you don't have the middleman in there selling the lead to five or six guys and overcharging you on the lead cost. You're getting the actual.
It's a nightmare. I did it 30 years ago, and it was a nightmare. And now I was going to do it again, but you know, you got to get leads somehow. You know, so
yeah, you do, you do, and that's why it's like I try to be lenient with guys when I because I'm so educated on it. And then I'll have buddies of mine that are like, hey, I went and did this. And I'm going, what? Why didn't you call me? You know, I work over here. And, you know, and then he's like, I didn't know what to do. I just needed leads, you know, and I found it online. And I was like, oh my goodness, you know, but so I try not to beat them up because I know so much about it. And I'm like, oh, you could have just went straight to the source, but I understand it. Like, that's not a mistake doing those things.
You know, it's the same way with Windows because. You know, I mean, I was a window dealer, and I'm telling people now not to use window dealers. And they're like, well, what do you mean?
Yeah,
and I'm like,
well, what do I do then?
A dealer is – all you need a dealer for is for his window knowledge to get a good product, which you probably won't get anyway, and to get his installation, you know, to get it installed, which he's probably using a subcontractor anyway. And people don't realize that the money they're paying is all for the overhead, all for the warehouse and the showroom and the serviceman and the trucks and the this and the that. And I mean, I'm literally sitting in my house and I can do the exact same thing for them that a dealer would do, okay? Getting them the product, getting them the best installation possible, right? The same guys I've used for 25 years. Okay, we'll install. So why do they need a dealer? They need a dealer if they have a problem, okay? Mm-hmm. But
if you look at Google reviews for most window dealers, they suck at the back. I call it the back end of the business. After you pay them, they suck. You know, they can't, you call them, it's like, who are you again? You know, what's wrong? No, we don't fix that. What do you mean you don't fix it? You gave me this lifetime warranty. Well, that doesn't cover that. You know, bullshit. The best thing to do, I hook them up with the manufacturer, right? So they don't need a dealer anymore. They working with the manufacturer that made the product, and they can get it serviced. If they know how to get it serviced and they know how to get it without paying for the service, and I can teach them and show them that, they don't need a dealer anymore. You know, the dealer's done. Once you give them the money, you guys don't have – I tell people that when I sold them windows with my dealership, I'd say, you know what? They say, well, are you going to come by after we sell it to you, or you sell it to us and we install the windows and everything? I said, no, I'm not coming back anymore. The manufacturer you're getting the windows from is the one that's going to be coming out to fix it, because that's who I use, people that fix things. I don't want to be fixing it. I don't want my service guy to have to go fix it. I've got a service guy, but we're going to use the manufacturer. And they say, well, so what are you going to do? I said, you call me, and I'm going to call them. And then I'm thinking, well, why do you even need me? You know, I started giving them a form saying, okay, if you have a problem, just call this number and tell them the situation, give them your account number or whatever, the serial number off the window, whatever they need. And they will take care of this for you, okay? Now, it's going to cost you $75 to have them come out and put this part in that broke, that you actually broke. I don't tell them that, but the part that broke, and they'll come out and do it for $75. And the part costs you nothing. The material costs you nothing. No matter what you need, they're going to give it to you free. But they're not going to drive out here and put it in for you for nothing. Try getting your refrigerator guy to do that for you, you know? I mean, so literally I was telling them when I sold them a window as a dealer that they don't need a dealer. Yeah. But this is after I sold them the windows, you know? So
But it's the truth, you know, and you can build a lot of long-term relationships, though, being transparent like that, though, too, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, they love me. If you look back at All Stars reviews, back before he started getting reviews, and he just doesn't realize how
important reviews are. You know who doesn't like us, though, would be like Home Advisor by Angie's.
Oh, yeah.
Because they don't want to tell the truth.
I'm going to cancel my deal with them today, and I can't wait to see how they put me through the ringer. Like, what are you doing? Why are you canceling? What?
Tell them I'm doing Google Verified. I'm getting the leads directly from Google. They're going to go, what? Oh.
No. Oh, we lost another one. You know?
Yeah, they hate it because they pay Google so much money for the leads, but Google doesn't tell people, hey, go buy the leads from them. They have their own product. They figured the FTC was going to shut them down. If you look up FTC versus Home Advisor, it's the Federal Trade Commission, and they've gotten in a lot of trouble. You know, they just piss off the wrong guys, and then, you know, the guys will be a network of, like, roofers in the same area, and then they're all on there, and they go, how did you get the same lead that I got? And they're both showing up to, quote, the same job, you know, but they're actually friends. So what they did is they lawyered up and they went after these guys. Like, you're sending the leads to all these other people? So that's happened multiple times. Last year they had to pay back $15 million. Every few months they get hit with one where it's like, okay, here's $7 million, $2 million, $15 million. It just keeps going.
Oh.
Yeah,
so
they're having trouble holding on to it.
Allowed to do that per Google's agreement with them?
Yeah, but it's also just like the lying, like the deceptiveness of where you get the leads, the quality of the leads, the likelihood they're going to turn into jobs. I mean, if you're paying for a lead, it's $50 and they give it to five guys. The homeowner's only going to pick one person. They gathered $50 from all five of those guys, though. So they get that lead off of Google for however much. They end up making $250 because they sell it to five people. And then, you know, only one person gets the job. So if four out of five of them aren't getting it, that means 80% of them are just paying a lead fee for nothing. to talk to somebody.
You know, the sad part is we agreed to do that.
Right. Well, yeah, because you got to get some skin in the game. Yeah, you got to get some skin in the game. So they kind of figured it out, or they were like, okay, not everybody can get on
Google. They're still giving us money to do this. I can't believe it. Well, yeah.
Well, they're still going
to
be around because not everybody can get on Google, Max. Not everybody can has the opportunity to make the change that you did today.
Oh, really?
Get on the first page.
Why can't they get on Google?
Because there's only so many spots on page one. And there's only so much ad space. It's like a digital billboard. So it's like if you don't have the ad space available, or maybe if they can't afford it, or there's already a monopoly company in the area that's kind of buying it all up, well, then you kind of are stuck. You got to do like Facebook or do Home Advisor and things like that. But it's
so
usually the guy.
How is this space available?
The spot has to become available based on somebody either discontinuing their placement, relocating to another area. There's a variety of different reasons. They give us like a whole list of the possible reasons that the business owner asks.
What if somebody takes my spot before I get it?
No, that won't happen. We close out the category. So I already sent them the notification when your transaction ran, and then they sent you they sent you all the paperwork on it too. So you have it all documented, everything that it's.
So I'm in.
Yeah, you're in. You're in. But it won't go live until we get you through the background check and everything. So the first couple of weeks are going to be stale, and then it'll take off once we get it all up and running.
Okay. But it won't go online until everything's done, right?
Yeah. So basically you'll have to do the background check. And then, like I said, you have that activation budget of $832. Around the time you pay that $832, the campaign will launch. If you tell them, hey, I'm ready to start receiving leads.
When will I have to pay that? Well, after the couple weeks you said, or after tomorrow?
It's after the background check is completed. So you got to submit that form. The interview is for us to customize the campaign tomorrow, so we know what kind of leads you want from it, right? Once you pass the background check,
the form
has
nothing to do with what we're doing tomorrow. The form
goes
to the background people.
Yeah, that's for the background check application, right?
Gotcha.
So that's to get that going. Tomorrow what we want to do is customize the campaign, so that way when you do pass the background check, they'll call you and go, hey, this is the activation budget. You pay that, and then we don't have to have another call to customize it. We already know what you want. So then we'll just go into it with all this stuff that we already have and confirm.
Perfect.
Make sense?
All right, man.
We'll streamline it. And we'll walk you through step by step, okay? So if you feel like you're forgetting something, don't hesitate to call in, or you know what I mean? We'll walk you through step by step, make sure it's getting done ASAP.
So now can I get to you directly, or am I dealing with someone else?
Yeah. No, you can get to me directly. I'm not the only guy that you'll talk to, but you can get to me directly if you want.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I appreciate
it. I sent you my number and extension.
If everybody's as nice as you, I don't need you anymore. You know.
Yeah. They're pretty nice. I try to be nice.
Listen to this. You can use this when you're talking to people. So Angie, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the guy, first of all, you know, I wanted to tell you that the guy who is working with me is like, he's rude.
Oh.
I mean, the guy who, first of all, the first guy I talked to, I must have irritated him or something. He didn't want to deal with me. So I got switched to somebody else, and this guy was rude as well, but not as rude as the first guy. So I'm like, oh my God. So anyway, we made up. We had an understanding. I got all set up, right? And the guy's like, okay, I can, I give you my information and you can contact me. Well, he gives me his information, right? Gives me his phone number.
Hmm.
So would I be able to text you?
Yeah. If you go to your text messages right now, Max.
Yeah.
You'll see I sent you my direct number and extension, but that whole thread where you're getting like your application and everything texted to you. If you just text that number, it'll come right through to me. It'll go straight to my business line. Yeah, so I'm one of your account managers, and there's going to be another account manager that'll help too, but we get these notifications even if we're not in the office. Like I have, like I was telling you earlier, I have guys text me, I'm on the golf course.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
So
and I'll
what
get
happens
in there.
This guy sends me his number, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I text him. you know, hey, I got a question, you know, I had a problem with the lead. Give me a call, when you get a chance, right? I was nice about it. First of all, so then I texted him like three more times. And then he calls me like out of the blue, and I said, you know what, I worked, and then I started calling their customer care center, okay? First of all, nobody speaks English. I mean, it's literally like, what, I can't, I'm trying to just...
That's weird, too, because they're based out of Colorado.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of these people's calls are in India or somewhere. I don't know. But I'm trying to communicate.
That or immigration's just getting really bad in Colorado.
I'm telling you. So it's so frustrated with our customer service. I tried calling this guy back, right? And, you know, then finally he calls me back. And he said, you know, so what's happening? And I'm telling him, I said, man, dude, I've been texting you, you know, but I finally called your customer care, which that was the worst thing I could have done because that was a nightmare. And, you know, and I had to call him back and then they called me back and blah, blah, blah. And he said, well, that, man, that's my home phone number. I don't receive texts on that. I'm like, what? That's your home phone. Why would I? First of all, why do I have your home phone number? And
yeah,
secondly,
that's wildly unprofessional.
If you don't respond to texts, I mean,
yeah, the way we do it, Max, though, is like if you text like after hours, right? Because after hours is going to be hard for you anyway, because it's like 6 o'clock your time. If you text me after 6 o'clock your time, I could text you back. But if I'm outside of the office, I'm not allowed to call you. The calls have to be on a recorded line. The text is all documented.
Okay.
So everything that we talk about and do, it ends up getting documented by Google. So that way they could be like, hey, did you promise this? What happened here?
You couldn't text me back?
No, I could because the texts are documented, but I wouldn't be able to call you. So if you're like, hey, can you call me? But it's after 6, I can't. So I'll just tell you, no, I'll get to you in the morning. I have to be in office on a reported line.
I'm not going to try and mess with you after, you know, that would be 8. You're done working what time?
You never know. I work 7 to 4 Pacific, so it's 9 to 6 your time.
Okay, so I would never try to contact you after hours, never after 6. Even if it's something that I'm irritated about, I would wait till the next day.
Yeah,
so
I'm just being transparent with you, though, so that way you got a heads up, you know, like. They'll tell you, too, like, hey, boss went to the golf course. He said he wanted to go enjoy the sunshine. I was doing that during the winter. It was like, hey, we get a good day. I'm like, hey, everything's done. We're good. Okay, I'm going to head out early, you know.
I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I ran a business for 30 years, and, you know, I played golf at least twice a week.
Yeah, yeah, that's the way to do it. That's how I got my handicap down.
I ran it by myself, basically. I had an office manager, I had a serviceman, I had, you know, installers and crews and things, but really it was just basically me, and for a while I had a salesman, but, you know, that sucked. So I just do all the selling myself, you know.
We say we're living the dream, huh? That's Jake's brand. They call him Jake Knapp, LTD. It stands, LTD stands for living the dream.
He is living the dream.
He is living the dream, man. It's awesome.
You know what? He's a California guy.
I won't be cutting out much anymore because of the time change. When the time changes out here in a couple of days, you know, we get the sunsets at like 7 o'clock. So it's like,
wow.
You know, my wife hates it. Sometimes it goes to 8 in the summertime. My wife hates it though, because I'll get off at 4 and go straight to the course. And a lot of times I could squeeze 18 for the sun goes down, but then I'm coming home super late. Like I just leave the clubs and my shoes in the car. The best day ever. Go straight from work to the course across the street and just golf till it's dark.
So do you got any kids?
Yeah. I have a little boy. He's actually about to start school here in August. So he'll be five in April.
She hates golf, doesn't she?
Oh, it drives her nuts. It drives her nuts. But she's kind of, she's accepted it.
Yeah, I had two kids. you know, one day my wife comes dragging my little baby daughter, you know, my older, the other one was like four. She's pulling them across the golf course, across the green. I'm sitting there with my buddy gambling, playing putty. And she takes her, this is a true story, she takes her ring off, her wedding ring off, walks over, throws it in the hole. In front of my, like, three or four of my other buddies.
That's expensive.
Throws the ring in there and just walks away.
Jeez.
And the guys are sitting there going, oh, my God. Oh, my
You're
God.
You're in the doghouse, buddy.
Dude, you know.
Yeah, she knows better, though, because anytime we get into an argument, where do I go? Don't argue with him because he's just going to give him a reason to do it more. I'm just going to book another round. I'm out of here. I'm not going to argue with you.
You know? Me like 40, 30 years ago or whatever, you know. You said, what? 31, you said?
Yeah, no, I'm about to be 33. So I'm 32, about to be
33. Okay, yeah. So I'm 69.
No way.
So I'm 4 years ahead of you, whatever.
Yeah, that golf keeps you young, huh? You sound young. You know what, I was thinking 50, maybe 55.
No, I'll tell you what keeps you young is tennis.
Oh, yeah.
I
racket
played tennis.
Sports.
I played tennis at 6:30 this morning for 2 hours.
Oh, man, that's amazing. Don't you love the endorphins you get from that, too, like right after?
Yeah. Oh yeah, but then you got to take a nap in the afternoon, though.
Yeah. I'm a big runner, and guys will hate that on Saturday. So, man, I'm tired. You know, it's like 9 o'clock tea time, and I go, man, I just ran 15 miles. I literally showered, grabbed my bag, came back over to the course. You know, family hasn't even woke up yet.
All right, man, I'm gonna let you go.
All right. Good meeting you, Max. I'm looking forward to working with you.
I appreciate having your girl call me.
No problem. I'll tell
you. You guys got to be more transparent about that, though, you know, because we want to talk to the lady, but we know we're going to get past. It's like a car dealer.
Yeah.
Know, they call you, come in and meet Jezebel, you know, and like get in there. Some burly dude. Where's Jezebel? Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
She's in the front office. Yeah.
No, Tara's great. I'm looking forward to working with you, Max. We could talk golf all the time, man. I love that you're a golfer. I always say the golfers are the best guys to work with.
All about Jake.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's a stud.
Yeah.
He's a stud.
Yeah.
But I enjoy the rest of your day, and then look out for our call tomorrow, okay? 3 o'clock.
All right. I'll be ready. You call me at 2, and I'll be ready to go at 3.
All right. I'll talk to you then.
Okay. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.